This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Wayne is on a very well-deserved vacation. My name is Lee Elsie. My email address, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. I love it when we get emails. Get them from across the entire country. And listen, you want to go back and forth, I'll do my best to keep up. Sometimes social media explodes. You can also like my Facebook page and go back and forth on Facebook as well. So let's grab a couple of calls. People have been waiting on hold a while. If you want to call in, by the way, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. The most caller-friendly show in America. Out to Connecticut we go. The one and only Frank is waiting. Frank, what's on your mind? Frankie! Frank going once. Frank going twice. Last call for Frank. I'll put him on hold. We'll give him one more shot when he comes back. I know who he is. Let's go to Joe in Connecticut. Joe, how are you, man? Joe!
Same.
All right. All right, maybe we got a little bit of a crisis on the phone lines in Connecticut. So, you know, it's interesting. They're gone. All right, you guys can call back if you want. 833-927-8255. I'll put you right up. I won't keep you on hold for very long. I know you both wanted to. I know Frank wanted to talk about Kenosha and the shooting. I just want to go over that one more time real quick, and if they call back, we'll go into that. If not, we'll go into a different direction. So the big question with the 17-year-old is, why did you have a gun? Why did you bring a gun? Now, the answer, the easy answer for folks who are ardent Second Amendment supporters is because it's a Second Amendment right. Now, there are different laws for every state, and apparently going to Kenosha with a long rifle on your shoulder at 17 is not okay. So he is going to, and rightfully so, pay the price for that. What that price will be, I don't know. But what do you expect a young person to do, black, white, Asian, Hispanic? Even if you've brought, let's say, the weight of the world down on your shoulders, what do you expect when someone is chasing you? What do you expect when someone is running after you, throwing things at you? What do you think is going to happen? And by the way, what kind of an idiot runs after someone who has an AR-15? Who does that? Who runs and instigates a confrontation with someone who has a long rifle? Why would you do it? I mean, how stupid do you have to be? So, if you don't know the story, and I'm not sure how much of it was sort of come to light here on the USA Radio Network, but you know, I saw the video. I'm sure maybe most of you have seen this video. And it starts out with this kid getting chased, and he kind of gets boxed in between two cars, and then he shoots the first person who's trying to attack him in the head. The guy's dead. I mean, he's dead, not dead right away, but, you know, people lose their minds. The woman's yelling, call the police. And the kid grabs the phone out of his back pocket and dials the police. That's why the next day the headline on all the, you know, the news sites was, I killed someone. I just killed someone. That's what he told the police officers. That's what he told 911. And he was willing to accept the responsibility for what happened. Okay. You want to question whether or not he needed to use lethal force? I don't. I mean, he was boxed in. People were throwing things at him. There were people coming from all different directions. And then he makes the responsible move and calls the cops. Then all of a sudden, people are talking about get him, get him, get him. And he's got to take off down the street. So now he's running. And he's running for his life, and people are yelling and screaming at him. There's a mob of people. Even at that, now, that point in time, he's got the AR-15, and he's running, he's backing up, and he slips and falls like a bad movie. right? It's a bad horror movie. So now he's laying on the ground. And the jackals, I think I may have said this, and if I did last week, I apologize. But, you know, lions can get overwhelmed by hyenas. The mightiest beast in the jungle is susceptible to numbers. If a lion is out doing his thing and he's surrounded by 12 or 13 jackals or hyenas, they eventually will wear him out and kill him. So if you are, even if you are trying to avoid a confrontation, which I understand the kid shot somebody, so now the confrontation was escalated automatically, but he was running for his life when the hyenas were nipping at his heels. And then he fell down. And when he fell down, that was lethal for at least one person, because that person with his skateboard, there's one person before that who was probably could consider himself the luckiest person on the face of the earth, because that person went up to him to try to hit him, and the first shot missed. The kid with the skateboard, he went up to bash his head in with the skateboard, lost his balance a little bit, got shot directly up, right through the chest, probably killed him. He was probably dead within 10 seconds, I would guess. I mean, if hit him in the heart, he's dead just a few seconds. And then, of course, the guy with the gun coming up to him, shot in the elbow. And then everybody else backed off. If that kid, after falling down, doesn't shoot that first kid, doesn't try to shoot the first kid, then they actually shoot the second kid who came up, the guy with the skateboard, and then eventually shoot the guy with the gun, he'd be dead right now. He'd be dead. They would have killed him. Because this mentality, this mob mentality, this horde mentality has taken over in these riots and these protests. And I can only equate this. I've only been in a situation like that once. Okay, I'm trying to think if I've been in a situation like that again since then. And I don't think so. I mean, I grew up, we fought in the street. You know, we actually had five-on-fives kind of. I've done, right? But never before in a mob setting, a chaotic setting, except, believe it or not, at a Trump rally. There was a Connecticut Trump rally where we covered it as a radio station. And when I went outside, the amount of people that were pushing against each other, there was nothing you could do. The mob, the flow of the mob, the will of the mob took you wherever it was going to take you. It was a surreal feeling. And this isn't quite like that, but when you get a lot of people together, people get emboldened. People feel as though they have power when they don't, right? Most of these people, not all, but most of these people are cowards. And they use this platform or this togetherness as you know, energy. It is a power for them. So there is power in numbers. That's why they can have 20 people screaming at a middle-aged woman in her face as she's trying to have dinner at an outdoor restaurant, and they think that's okay. That gives them strength. But if they knew, see, here's what bothers me the most about liberals, because liberals, or at least these types of liberals, I've said this again before, this soft, white, pacified, domesticated liberal will they don't accept any responsibility. And they know there's no consequence for what they do. So if they're screaming in a woman's face at an outdoor restaurant, they know nothing's going to happen to them. See, this shooting in Kenosha was the first time something happened back. It's the first time someone paid a price for the actions that they took. First time, at least publicly, that someone paid a real price. Other people have been hurt, and I think in Portland a couple of people have died. But my point is, the power in numbers of screaming at somebody, or the power in numbers of blocking a roadway and forcing or trying to force someone to give the Black Lives Matter fist in the air, that emboldens folks. That empowers these people. And, you know, singled out, they would never do it. And knowing that there could be repercussions for their actions, like if they were to stand toe-to-toe with somebody and let the chips fall where they may. Would they do that? Of course not, because they are cowards. They would never do that. So this whole idea of all these people together, that's what these mob mentality is all about. And, you know, you couple that with professional agitators, because some of these guys are professional paid agitators. I know some people maybe dismiss the idea that they're getting paid, but they're getting money from somewhere. Someone is funding these folks. Someone is paying for food. You cannot be out living in Portland for over 100 days without a job. How do these guys get money and gals get money? What do they do for the money? Who's funding them? Who's feeding them? Where are they going to the bathroom? Where are they sleeping at night? But remember, power in numbers. And, you know, chaos ensuing, and they're led by pros. It's just frustrating because it's people that you know in regular life. Like, not all of them, but for the most part, as I said, sitting on the sidelines, they go back to their 9-to-5 job. And, you know, they had the Black Lives Matter sign on their front yard. But when push comes to shove, they don't want to mix it up. They don't want to. But these other folks, the people who are, again, out there, they've been out there for months. It's a different animal, man. But, you know, there's power in numbers. They got to fight back, got to push back. All right, listen, if you guys want to call in, we can keep this conversation going. I don't know where all calls went, but they went south. Our number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, leelcradio@gmail.com. That is my email address, so send me a message. All right, quick break. We'll come back. Don't forget, coming up, Jeffrey Benedict, best-selling author, Dwayne Bryant, motivational speaker, coming up in the third hour of the program. I wouldn't go anywhere, man. I'm just getting warmed up. It's the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get 3 cloth layers enhanced with nanosilver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% and antimicrobial protection. And that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle, from cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver silver bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All three free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root has a couple of days off. Would love to hear from you. We got a bunch of folks on hold, and then we'll just roll through this until 8 o'clock. You guys want to keep calling wherever you might be across the country, whether you're in Texas or California, out there in Las Vegas, my favorite city in the world. So let's go there first. Let's go to Michelle out in Las Vegas. Michelle, how are you? Michelle.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I hope the connection is okay, because when I was on hold, everything sounds really jumbled.
Well, you sound fabulous.
Anyway,
right now.
Okay, good, good. The last hour you spoke, I heard you mention something about Ben and Jerry's, and I caught the tail end of what you were talking about, but I did see a live stream video during the CHOP in Seattle. And a big truck, Ben and Jerry's, back into the CHOP area to deliver ice cream there to the folks that were in that Seattle CHOP area. So I would definitely boycott Ben and Jerry's. Whatever they're up to, it's not what I stand for, which is the American flag, conservatism, and, you know, everything that's good and wholesome.
Well, you know, they have a podcast. Those of you who are just joining me now, Michelle was referencing a podcast that Ben and Jerry's is putting out there, essentially attacking white supremacy and all about Black Lives Matter. So I don't doubt what you're saying at all. I'm sure Ben and Jerry's did back up the truck and handed out a bunch of ice cream. So, you know, it's up to you, Michelle. You want to buy their product now? I would guess you probably don't. And I would guess a lot of folks out there listening to me right now don't want to buy it either.
No, I've never been a of, you know, a fan of Ben and Jerry's, but just to let the people out there know what's going on. So thank you for discussing that.
You got it, Michelle. Have a great day out there in Vegas, my favorite city, and I appreciate you calling in. So what do we got, like a minute and a half? I don't want to rush my next caller because I know he's all fired up, but what do we got, 2-3 minutes? How much we got? Well, all right, Frank. Frank, you're up, buddy. You waited too long. I don't want you to wait any longer. Go ahead.
Okay, let's talk about the Wisconsin situation.
All right.
When it comes to the shooting, what's bothering me is that people want to cut out half the story and say, let's go from there. Talking about the young adult that killed the people and the few people in Wisconsin. My problem is his actions before the shooting matters. His, and not only his actions, his mother's actions, whoever put the weapon in a 17-year-old's hands actions, there should be more arrests. You can't scream self-defense if you're breaking the law from the beginning. If that's the case, then we can run amok. I mean, not as we said, we in open carry states, we can just arm children now, and whatever happens, happens. They're going to defend themselves. We're going to scream self-defense. That where we're going with this, because if he gets off, that's going to be the argument. Am I right or wrong about that?
I don't think you'll get off, Frank. I get your point, and I agree with you. I've been saying that since the beginning. But you know, you want to look at the mother and the father. Certainly, they probably will be charged. In particular, if they willingly gave that to him, which I guess support, you know, reports are saying that they did. So, listen, I agree with you on that. I do think that you've got to, you know, the law is a sacred thing, and you got to, if he actually broke the law, he's got to pay the price for that. But once you get to that point where he's running for his life, what did you expect him to do at that point?
Oh, no. I'm not saying he shouldn't have pulled the trigger. I'm saying he should have never had the gun in hand.
I mean, obviously,
if you have a gun in your hand, you won't pull it. And also, when it comes to, I think, with the middle-class violence, stuff like that, I don't think that it's going to leak into the suburbs. It's already, I mean, we have so many BLM marches and rallies of states without no violence at all, with states saying there was zero violence at BLM in this entire state. So
we got guys,
I don't think it's going to run amok.
Yeah, but Frank, and listen, thanks. I appreciate you calling back, and thanks for the call, and thanks for waiting on hold. I see it spilling out into the suburbs of Washington, out around Georgetown University. It spilled out another, but Kenosha's not a city. I mean, Kenosha, Wisconsin is not a city, guys. I've been there. Again, there's a minor league franchise there. The Cardinals played in Kenosha. There's nothing there. Maybe it's built up now, years later, but I do think it can spill out. I do. I think this thing can carry out depending upon, you know, who's running the show. All right, listen, you want to continue this conversation? We can keep going here. We can change directions. Anything you want, 833-927-8255. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root has a couple of days off. Chris pushing all the buttons, doing a superb job. We'll come back after the bottom of the hour. Don't move. It's the USA Radio Network.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If President Trump and his administration had done their jobs early on with this crisis, American schools would be open and they'd be open safely.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden speaking in his home state of Delaware.
Biden also took questions from reporters and was asked why he's heading to Kenosha on Thursday.
There's been overwhelming request that I do come because what we want to do is we got to heal. We got to put things together, bring people together.
Biden is set to meet with the Blake family as well. Now, President Trump tried to talk to the Blake family, but they wanted lawyers on the phone during the phone call. President Trump is designating Wilmington, North Carolina as the first American World War II heritage city. The president making the declaration on VJ Day today. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. You know what gold and silver have done, the run they've been on since January, and it's going to continue. Everyone I know, the smartest guy I know is Kip Herridge, right? He's been on the show so many times to tell you that gold and silver are just in the beginnings of a magical period. You want to buy gold and silver, you have to protect your income, you have to protect your assets, you have to protect your retirement. Buy it with Cornerstone Asset Metals. So many of my friends called me in the last 2 weeks, not even fans of the show, friends called me and said, Wayne, where do I buy my gold? And I gave them the name of the CEO at Cornerstone Asset Metals, and they called and said, Wayne Root sent me, and he's a great friend of mine, and a couple of them bought over $100,000 worth of gold and silver. And this is just the beginning of a massive gold and silver bull run. No promises in life, no guarantees, but to me it looks like the greatest ever. And I own a ton of gold and silver, and I always will, because God forbid the dollar goes down to almost zero or zero. I always want to be prepared. And, you know, the dollar could go to zero, the dollar could go down 800%, and gold would go up 800%, and you'd hang in there. You'd be okay while the rest of the world is starving. And you could roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k right now into a precious metals IRA, and you could do it for free. No cost. Open a precious metals retirement account, no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. For more information or to register or to just do it, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Do it, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com, CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root has a couple of nights off. If you want to call in, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. I'm Lee Elsie. I'm broadcasting from my home studio. And if you hear barking or licking or panting in the background, the Ozman, my dog, is getting a little bit restless. So you may hear that. So let's go out to Bob in Las Vegas, Nevada. Bob, how are you, man?
Oh, yeah, I'm great. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind, buddy?
Well, I wanted to talk about Kenosha. I know the city pretty well. I lived in Chicago for a long time and made about 200 parachute jumps about 10 miles north of Kenosha.
God bless you.
I wanted to survive everyone, too. I wanted to talk about something you said earlier, and that is about Rittenhouse, Kyle Rittenhouse, not having a right to that gun. You know, the narrative has been that he brought it from New York. I don't know what the truth of the matter is. Actually, none of us does. But I did hear his attorney say the other day that he, in fact, did not bring the gun from Illinois, which means that it was supplied to him somewhere in the state of Wisconsin, by whom I don't know. But in any event, it might have been, you know, he was there presumably to try to help a guy who was concerned about whether his business was going to survive. He might have supplied it. I don't know. The other thing I wanted to say is the guys that you referred to as the kids he shot, two of them were 26.
Right.
The one who had the pistol was convicted of burglary and was prohibited from carrying a weapon. Another one was 26. He was a convicted felon with a history of violence. And the first guy that died was Joseph Rosenbaum. He was 36, and he was a sex offender and on the sex offenders registry list. I mean, these were not people that were likely to be immediate candidates to be singing the solo at church on Sunday.
Right.
That's neither here nor there, but I mean...
No, that means something. I think that's an important part. Bob, that's an important thing, and I think I'm glad you brought that up, because that's been something that's in the crux in my craw, I guess. What is that? What's that saying? I can't even think of what it is, but anyway,
stuck.
It's been stuck in my craw, that's it. Because I don't
there
like when the media or folks end up, and I use the word canonizing, these criminals, these lifetime criminals, and making them out to be some kind of a hero that I'm supposed to feel, you know, really bad for because they met their demise unjustly. I totally am on board. I'm not really sure what point you're trying to make, and I'll ask you, and I'll give you a chance to make it. I think, though, when I say kids, it's because I guess anybody who's younger than me now is a kid, and it's sort of the way I talk. So I understand what you're saying. So I take that phrase back. There weren't kids. They were young adults, and they were violent young adults in some cases. My question still comes up. I think he worked in Kenosha, this kid. I think he did have, you know, he was readily going back and forth there. I just don't know why a 17-year-old, from what I've read, is not allowed to carry open carry a long rifle. Do you know something different that I don't know?
Well, let me let me tell you something, that the law in Wisconsin, it happens to be one of seven states that happens to have this exclusion, says that a 17-year-old can be charged as a felon, as an adult.
Okay.
So the state of Wisconsin apparently considers this chap to be an adult, and therefore, I, I'm not an attorney, thank goodness. I had an honorable profession my whole life. But to be candid with you, let's juxtapose this 1 second later, or a day or two later, to Portland. And let's talk about the guy who was violently gunned down, intentionally murdered, executed.
Right.
He didn't have a gun, did he?
Nope. Not that I know of.
I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I have a 120-pound wonderful dog. She's a quarter poodle, quarter golden retriever, quarter German Shepherd, and a quarter Lane Bryant. She's just huge. And I bought a shotgun to protect her.
Right.
Because this is a violent society. And I bought that 2 years ago.
Now,
and that's well before, you know, we were just living in the total insanity and dystopia that we have today. I mean, it's really sad and
guy.
It's very unfortunate.
You're not a former
military,
though. Okay.
I've never served.
So you just jump for fun?
Oh, yeah.
You jump out of airplanes?
I was bored, you know.
Well,
yeah,
we can go back and talk about Kenosha in a second. I want to ask you, that first time you jumped out of an airplane, how scared were you?
Yes, sir.
Well, let me
put it this way. There were six of us. There were six of us first-timers, okay?
Yeah.
And the first person, there was five guys and one girl. And this one girl got on first, so she, of course, was going to be out last. And I was last out, so I was going to be out first.
Yeah.
And I looked at the ground when we were about 200 feet up, and I said, oh, my God, those people look like ants. And I'm starting to sweat. I could feel the cold sweat form. And they said, okay, ready, go. You know, stick your arms out, put them on the strut of the airplane, push back and release, you know. And I would not have done it, but the back of the plane is here. Wait, oh, my gosh, this is going to be so great. This is the best. I actually jumped. And I was scared out of my mind, but it was quite an experience. And I got up and I said, you know, I can jump because otherwise I'll never do it again. I went back for a second jump the same day, and
it
kind of got me
up. Wow. So the first jump wasn't a tandem then?
No. And in those days, it was the old circular parachutes. So that, you know, they assigned you in the training, such as it was,
right,
that when you hit the ground, it's the effect of jumping from the second story of the building.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm fascinated by this because I know for a fact that unless that plane is going down, you couldn't get me out of the airplane. You couldn't jump. And I actually have bungee jumped before.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't think I could jump out of a plane. And I'm curious. It's, you know, unless, of course, the plane was going down and my life was on the line. It just seems like just a surreal experience to me. When you jumped, do you feel, because when I bungee jumped, it was just incredible rush of speed on my face. Like, I can't even explain it. Was it the same thing when you jumped out of the airplane?
No, not really. First thing you wanted to look for was that your chute opened.
Yeah.
And once that happened, then you had to grab the toggles because that would help guide you.
But how long did you freeze?
No, it was an immediate parachute release.
All right.
Yeah, there was no free. No, that took me a while to work up to that. But it was just an immediate release. You were static line. You were actually attached. Your parachute, right, your ripcord was attached to the plane. Because otherwise, people would just say, "Oh my gosh," and they'd forget to open it. And then, you know, and that's bad for business when you're in the parachute business.
Yeah.
You know?
No repeat business. All right, I appreciate your call, man. I would like to keep talking to you, but I'm getting a little feedback on your phone at the end, so I apologize. I'm gonna let you go, but don't be a stranger on them. Please call again. Let's go to Connecticut. Pete is up. Pete, how are you?
Lee, how's it going? Great show.
Thanks, pal. How are you?
Hey, I got a comment on Frank. You know, really, I've been hearing about Black Lives Matter is not a violent group, but just look at their manifesto. And I encourage everybody right now, look up 45 Steps to Destroy America. The manifesto of the communism regime that's been in this country for over 40, 60 years. And if you look at what they're trying to do, it is a checklist, 45 steps. And number 38 is the one that they're doing right now today, which is take away the police and replace them with social groups. This is something they tried doing in 1962, and that's the step that they're currently on. If you look at that checklist, they've checked many of these things off. You know, the problem with guys like Frank and all these followers of Black Lives Matter and a lot of these progressives and all this, if you took their brain and you put it inside a bird's head, the bird would fly backwards. They make no sense. Please, that's the way it is. I mean, it is. These
Pete.
People are very insane.
Pete, okay. I got to go. Listen, Pete's a great caller. I don't mean to hang up, but the music is playing, Pete, and I don't know how you can top that anyway, so that's a good place to end it. Pete's one of our great callers on the morning show that I'm on every day, and he does a fantastic job. And that manifesto, that list, he actually turned me into that, onto that, and it really is incredible. If you get a chance to go look that up, do it, because it will blow you away. All right, listen, got to take a quick break. We'll come back. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, best-selling author Jeffrey Benedict. Dwayne Bryant will join me at the bottom of the hour. He's a motivational speaker and probably won't agree with me too much on some of the things that we're going to talk about, so that'll be interesting. All that coming up. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember to get great quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com. I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Alaroot! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Alan Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Alan Root. Boomer Naturals is the sponsor of today's show. The kind of face covering you use really matters, and there's no choice now. I don't care how many of my listeners and fans hate masks. I do too, and I try to never wear them. Now it is the law in the state of Nevada, and if you don't wear it, either you get in trouble or the business owner gets in trouble. There's no choice, or they won't let you in. So you got to wear it sometimes, and I rarely go out. When I do, I might go 10 minutes to a Costco or 5 minutes to a supermarket. Okay, so I could put on a mask for 5 or 10 minutes, or I run into my P.O. Box store to get the mail. That's 30 seconds, and I put the mask on for 30 seconds. There's just no choice. They demand it, or you can't get in to get your mail. So the kind of protection you use really matters. If you're going to use a mask, you might as well get the best. You might as well get the least expensive. You might as well get the best quality. That's Naturals 30-day, 30-use protective face cover. Sizes for adults and children with 3 cloth layers. Silver technology. Very comfortable. Easy to breathe. Easy to speak with. I'm a witness. And even made for those with sensitive skin, it works. And you get to wash it every day. So you can use it for 30 days, and that makes it affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. And use the code WARRADIO20. WARRADIO20 for Wayne Allen Root and get 20% off your order. And shipping and handling for free when you spend $50 or more. BoomerNaturals.com. Code WARRADIO20.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I am Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be off the next couple of nights, so you got me and you, and we can take these conversations anywhere we want. Hopefully tomorrow night we'll get even more phone calls. I have a number of guests that we'll bring up tomorrow night. We've got a couple coming up in just a couple of minutes. Jeffrey Benedict, best-selling author, will be up, and Dwayne Bryant will join me as well. Quick story I'll share with you. Antifa leader known as Commander Red was busted carrying a flamethrower to a Wisconsin Black Lives Matter rally. As soon as this is, goes back to what I was talking about before, how a lot of these guys are mama's boys and cowards of sorts. So he's carrying a flamethrower. Tough guy, right? On his way to a Black Lives Matter rally. Well, the cops stopped him, surrounded him, and he dropped to his knees, welled up in tears, actually went into the fetal position, and then began crying. Matthew Banta, 23, known to be a violent Antifa member who incites violence, is under arrest at this hour. So had a flamethrower. Now, what exactly would he be doing with the flamethrower, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think he had in mind? Marshmallows? I don't know. Barbecue, that's possible. Who knows? A lot of different things you could do with the flamethrower. You know, maybe they were all nonviolent. Maybe they were all just casual. Maybe he just found it. I don't know. Who knows? But apparently when he actually got stopped by the cops, he cried like a little baby, as expected. So, I got a few minutes left. Let's go into a couple different directions, see if we can't make you smile. The FBI is investigating apparently someone in a jetpack was spotted flying 3,000 feet in the air. Is this true? So, again, jetpacks now can fly that high. This guy's Iron Man. Iron Man was found. So, Sunday night, two pilots flying around Los Angeles, jetpack flying 3,000 feet in the air. This is an incredible story. The FBI and the FAA are investigating this, and besides, I guess, legal issues, I don't know. It must be legal to be able to fly a jetpack. It's your jetpack. You must be able to fly it, I guess. No, no fly zone. You can't do that. What about if you're just out over the water or something like that?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to come on the air here with you. No, right. That's an FAA no-no because you're still going into air traffic now. When it goes above a certain altitude, you have to register with air traffic control. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say he didn't pick up his airline DMV license.
That's, I can tell you what, that'd be pretty cool to have the ability to fly around like Iron Man. everyone under the age of 55 would rather have you text them than call. So if you're, I'm still under the age of 55, so I think I'm to that place where I'd rather just have you text me than call. So people are getting away from the actual call itself. Let's see. Michigan was the last state cops were actually allowed to have sex with prostitutes during their investigations. That policy ended in 2017. So I can see, who wants to do the vice duty? Who wants to go? I do. I'll do that. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. So I guess you can't do that anymore.
We got it together, didn't we?
Hey, Michael Phelps, you might not know this, but Michael Phelps is actually slower than a manatee. So you think he's flying around. You think these manatees are like these giant, slow-moving cows. I guess they do call them the cows of the sea. But Phelps' top swimming speed is 6 miles an hour. A manatee can get to 20 miles an hour. So when you think about that, see, the animals are just great. I mean, the Bob who called from Vegas, he wants a shotgun for his dog. I do the same thing. I want to protect my dog. He's everything. All right. Well, that was a little bit of nonsense to get us through the top of the hour. So here's the deal. Jeff Benedict's a best-selling author. He has been on a million radio stations and television stations in the last 48 hours. His book, called The Dynasty, is about the Patriots. Now, I know this isn't a sports show, but it's an interesting book. I've read it. It's really good. And if you're a sports fan at all, he gives a completely different slant. He really buried himself in that team. So we'll talk to him. He's a best-selling author. We'll do that next. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.